like radio, less like crap.
Now the church is all upset about the gay marriage. Why? It's one of those trick argument where it's a big issue that doesn't really fucking matter, but at the same time, the arguments don't matter. Oh, the gays should not get married. It's going to ruin families. What? Well, we have every right. Marriage should not be a legal institution. That's the argument you should be having, that no one will... The government should have no place in your love life. That should not... If you want to get married, it should be like joining a fraternity where you want to get married, you go to your church or your Chuck E. Cheese and they do a crazy rain dance around you and some incantation and perfume if you're a married person. It doesn't mean anything. Well, what about tax breaks? Well, fuck it. If you want tax breaks, incorporate, right? The government should only look at you as an individual no matter what, right? What if you're a fucking idiot and you're ugly? It's like the carpool lane. You can't find someone to marry. It's discrimination. It should not be a legal institution. It shouldn't exist. If marriage didn't exist, would you invent it? Would you go, baby, this shit we got together, it's so good. We got to get the government in on this shit. We can't just share this commitment between us. We need judges and lawyers involved in this shit, baby. It's hot. But someone invented it, and now you're gonna do it or you're an asshole, right? It's like Secretary's Day. Every day was fine when you shuffled into the office till someone said, oh, it's Secretary's Day, and now you're a dick if you don't bring her flowers. Someone invented marriage, and now you're a dick if you don't marry her, and I'm a dick if I don't show up. And it's a boring, egomaniacal ritual that no one wants to go to. Don't ever for a second think that someone wants to be at your wedding. It's the most boring, horrifying experience. It's like watching someone make out on a bus for 6 hours. You're going to wear your nicest clothes and show up, bring presents, and tell witty anecdotes, and my friend up there going, you know, I'm going to tell you what love and commitment mean to me. Is the first time I saw Laura Ann, my heart swelled up like a fire. If I'm going to be that privy to your most intimate details, I'd rather just watch you fuck. That's a wedding. Yeah, let me watch you fuck with a miner's cap and get in there and see all the fucking boils and fucking heat bumps and it's gross.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And the little girl wasn't getting the answer that she needed.
It's fine, you know.
And the father, and Ryan, and the brother.
Wait, so the father of the daughter of that's not Ryan's was there?
Ryan's wife's dad was there. He was actually performing the
erection
ceremony.
Oh, okay.
He performed.
Now, were the fathers or father of Ryan's wife's kids there?
I know what he meant, and no.
Needless to say, where do I stand became the question of the entire weekend. And, of course, we told Mitch 10 minutes before the show, and he's already begun memes.
Actually, Sherry did those.
Okay, Sherry did them. And to explain why Beauty and the Beast style, where do I stand? The little girl wanted to wear her Belle Disney outfit.
I stand where I stand. Let your service be the same.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Let's see. November 5th, 2013 to you all.
Remember the 5th of November.
That's Mitch. I'm Dutch. The other guy over there, that's Royce.
Where?
And the girl that just said something, that's Marie. We think she's a girl.
Yes, I am.
Allegedly.
Still
did Royce step
be.
Out?
He did.
Yeah, Royce is Bill being in and out tonight, as he's had one of those 24-hour boners.
So yeah,
he doesn't want to go
day.
To the doctor. And Marie's like, I've done all I can. I don't know what your erection problem is for.
I've given so many at this time that I'm tapping out.
Yeah, so Marie's tapped out of giving him every kind of job you can think of. Have you tried the butt yet?
Well, I tried one, like raking leaves, and then I had him take out the trash, and I had him do the dishes.
You don't get boners with that kind of chubbery.
Well, I thought that those would get rid of his boners.
Possibly.
And they didn't. They just aroused him more. He got bigger boners from doing
really?
The dishes. I don't know how that's possible to have such a big boner from cleaning out the gutter.
2780 is our number. Hit us up on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H. Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film. And you can get in touch with us during the show as far as that goes. If you're listening to podcasts and want to hit us up live, go to morelikeradio.com. Go to the live link at the top and join in the chat room. And you can see our pretty faces and join in and interact that way. So,
speaking of pretty faces, I have the most beautiful face. I got a haircut.
You did get a haircut because, dude,
yes,
you
I
were
did.
Having, like, you had some creepy hair happening last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, dude, they probably cut off, like, 4 pounds from my head.
Post a picture.
I don't have a picture. I just have the Hangout picture.
Do
video.
A selfie.
Oh, wait, hold on. I can do selfies. I'm good at this.
I hate the word selfie. Second
I'm a photographer. I can do that.
I'm taking one picture a day because people don't believe how fast my beard grows, and I shave November 1st. And this is November 5th, and I've already got a good little scruff going. So every day I'm just going to take a picture.
Are you doing Movember?
Movember is mustaches, from what I've been told.
Yeah. Apparently, no.
It's either mustaches or just full beard. It doesn't
yeah,
really matter.
People have pussied
That's
out.
What I said.
People have pussied out from the mustache, and now they're like, no, I'm just doing the full beard because they don't think that they can do a mustache. But Movember is a mustache.
Exactly,
not beard.
And I was corrected about that this weekend. I thought Movember just meant don't shave. They're like, no, it's no shave November for that. It's mustache November. Do mustache. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm doing the one that's not hipster and gay. So
why would you call it Movember if it wasn't for a mustache?
Well, I know. I just thought.
It's
I
not,
don't know. I don't
it's
pay.
Not, because it's not Movember.
Beard Vember doesn't ring as well.
Exactly, right. Which is why you don't grow one in the month of November.
But
you're ruining the bit, people.
Well, shut Seriously. Up and you grow a beard.
I
then.
Wanted to slap my boss in the face today because I'm like, oh, are you doing Movember? I see you're looking a little scrubby. He's like, yeah, I'm doing the beard thing. I'm like, that's not how it goes.
I'm gonna post a before.
Well, how angry you get about this?
You're doing it wrong.
I am going to post a before and after. Hold on, I'm just working on the before. There we go. In the chat, morelikeradio.com/live, there is my before picture.
That's pretty crazy.
And here is my after picture. And there you can see my awesome selfie, and I put some effects on it.
You look so gay right there. Oh, I don't know which I don't know which one you look gayer in.
You.
What's the what do you look gayer in? I don't know.
What do I look gayer in?
I think the second one. I don't know. They're both pretty gay. If just, I put those pictures in a gay forum, people would hit you up so hard.
Just you know, like the, you see those bearded gay guys. You know what I mean? Like
the beards.
They're the ones that have like the lower like gay. You know, not that. Oh my god! It's the. Seriously, what is he wearing? Like he's one of those kind of guys,
like Justin Long from Knocked Up.
Right.
Hey, what's up? Yeah,
oh, that's a Lordy.
Cock for a living.
Oh my God, what is he doing with those pants? It should be chapless or applet, whatever.
Apless, you know what I mean? You're right. Apless chaps.
Mm. That's what I meant to say.
Can't download.
But anyway,
any apps.
So I'm doing the whole. I'm not shaving just for November, just to prove.
How about you shave half of your face, and that way people can truly tell the difference.
And the other half, you throw acid on it so it never grows again.
Okay, you know what? That would just hurt me, though.
Like Two-Face.
I don't want to do that.
He was a really cool villain. A lot of people.
I know, but I don't want to be a villain.
People know who he is because of what he did.
But I know, but that's
so you get more famous.
It's not real,
if you did it.
I know, but that would just be idiot guy throws. I'd be a headline on FARC.
Right, and then people would like it and share
radio
it.
Host radio. Throws Google, or not Google, throws ass in his face.
Yeah, you said it right.
No, I was clicking on a thing that said Google, sorry.
Right. Was it Google that you were clicking on?
No, it was Google employees confess about the worst things about working at Google.
Uh-oh. Wait, is that a topic? Because I kind of want to hear it.
Okay, segue. I didn't want to segue into that, but now that I clicked on it and I accidentally said Google instead of acid.
Sounded like a segue to me. I think
it sounded exactly.
That was really professional. I liked it.
I mean,
it
was so natural. I was curious.
That's what, you know what? I've been saying it for like 4 days now. You're a consummate professional.
Okay. 4 days is nearly not long enough that we've been working together, Mitch.
I mean, he was thinking about it after last week's show. It's not even a full 7 days.
Yeah, it wasn't even like all of last week. It was halfway like, through it was the like week.
It was Friday. I'm like, you know what? Dust did a really good job on that.
It was like 3 days later when he's drinking 5 beers. He's like, you know what? That Dutch man, he's all right with me.
Job at Google. It's a career heaven or haven, right? How could a gig at the biggest, most ambitious tech company in the planet possibly be bad?
I don't know. Search it on Google.
Take a look at this Quora thread, which has been using current and former Google employees to dish the dirt on working for the big G. Apparently, okay, I'll just start from...
Is this like a top 10 list or something?
No, it's not a top 10 list.
Can
it's
I
just
guess the first one?
Okay, what?
Their company email, they're all forced to use Hotmail.
That would be really interesting.
They have to use a live.com account. Can I take a real guess?
Okay.
That they have to work too hard, like too many hours.
No, exact opposite. Everyone is awesome, so they hire the very best people to do even the most mundane jobs. Apparently, the worst part about working at Google for many people is that everyone is completely overqualified for their job. Google has a very high hiring bars due to the strength of the brand name and pays and perks, and have a very positive work culture. As a result, they pick very bright candidates to basically do nothing.
What a bunch of assholes hiring people that are qualified for the job.
So wait, like
are they
even talking about like the janitorial work at the building itself? Like they have
basically
to be-
interns are like, you know, Harvard graduates.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a Harvard graduate, you have to basically suck ass anywhere.
I guess Google staff or so. It's outstanding as far as requirements go that it's an internal joke. I used to joke with my colleague that Larry and Sergey used to go out on their yachts, time together, sit back on the same recliners, and you'll find their jumbo jet each way, their own yacht, set of yachts, smoke cigars, pictures of Googlers, and little snippets like that. That's a terrible joke, Googler.
I know. It was way too long.
It's very long. I
Google
figured that
should
would be
know
short.
The first thing about keywords and shortening.
I saw
it.
A quote thing.
Took a page out of Gilbert Gottfried's book, but didn't actually read the funny parts.
Right.
Google's not a startup company anymore. It's a big, big corporation. I guess that's what the...
Since when?
Many of the engineers are completely arrogant.
That I believe.
Oh, Google is so big that you can't have any impact on it. No matter what position you get hired on, there's so many other people around you.
The juggernaut. It just keeps going. It doesn't matter. You can't stop it.
Middle management's mediocre.
Wait a minute. But what if, half the people at Google left? Then would it have an impact on Google?
They would fill it the next day.
I guess so. I guess that's why, there's somebody dedicated to a whole new homepage thingamawatsit every single day. There's some dude's
It's not
job.
One person. It's probably a team. It's an entire development or design firm.
No,
it's just working on that one little.
You're
Google
absolutely right. It isn't just.
Oh, here
person.
We go. I was scripting through some of the dumb things that don't really make any sense. But here's another one. It says the culture is immature. Quote from one of the guys who used to work there. It's like Never Never Land. People never grow up. They all drink at all hours on the job and socialize and constantly play games and do little to no work.
So okay.
Wow.
That's awesome. A bad thing?
So wait, it's overqualified, arrogant assholes that don't work and just goof around and are drunk on their job?
Okay, here we go.
So based on Google's business policy, does that mean more like radio was headed for the sky?
Pretty much.
Bunch of overqualified assholes who drink all the time and don't really do anything.
Here's another thing. They can't work remotely. They have to be in the building. It says, but the killer for me was the inability to work remotely, which I have been doing successfully for the last 5 to 6 years. You have to work on premise. Maybe that's what it is. All the work they make you do, you can get done within the first hour of your day, and then you got to put in another 7 hours. Apparently, also, Googlers treat temps with disrespect. As someone who worked for a temp job for Google, the worst part was a smug attitude for all the real Google employees. Apparently, they haze. It's just a big fraternity at Google, apparently.
That does sound annoying. Well, I guess considering that to have the lowest of the intern job, you had to be a Harvard graduate, you would just be so bitter that you would just look down on the other guys.
Well, and apparently everybody saw the movie The Internship, right?
I didn't.
About Google.
No.
With the...
Nope.
With the two funniest men in the world. And
I know of it.
Together.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Wedding Crashers 3.
Yes.
Yes. We all saw that, right?
No.
Damn it. I thought you guys would
have
seen it.
Why would I have seen that piece of garbage?
Of course not.
I would hope you guys would start giving snippets of the movie and I'd start talking with you at the same time. Oh, yeah. Like that scene where he just did that thing with the coffee. And, yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, my throat is shot. You remember how a couple years ago I lost my throat for about like.
Where did it go?
Months? I hate Marie.
Yes, you always lose your voice because you're always going to some badass party, drinking too much, and DJing all over the shit, and having to fight somebody at the end of the night and be like, "What's up?"
That's what I sound like at parties. You're 100% right.
Yep.
It's basically my weekend. I actually have a story from this weekend.
Go ahead.
So I am. I went to hang out with Kelly and we were, just the regular, this weekend I was up at her place and she has a brand new roommate that just moved in. Well, she moved in on the first and this happened, Saturday night. So
is the roommate female?
3 days she had this roommate, right?
Is this roommate female?
Yes.
Female roommate. Come on, knock on our door.
No.
Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, girl, where are you going? Who's that girl?
Who's that girl?
What's her name?
Seriously, it's Katie. It's not Jess, it's Kate.
Who's that girl?
It's Jess.
Katie.
No. Anyways, fucking 12-year-old.
Katie and Kelly?
Katie and Kelly live in the same.
Need one more to be a whole.
Which is weird because her last roommate was her sister. Her name was Katie. Not Katie, but Kate also. Well, actually, no, that wasn't her last roommate. It was the one before that. Either way.
You're right.
Here's
that
the thing.
Is weird.
Saturday night, we got hammered. Kelly and I. We went out to a couple of different bars. We were playing, we went to those arcade bars. You guys ever been to those?
I know about them. I've never been to one.
Are you talking about a Chuck E. Cheese?
Actually, we didn't go to an arcade bar. What's a regular bar that had arcade games in it? But we've also been to those bars where they have 1,000 of those old school arcade games. It's actually a lot of fun.
For adults.
Basically, it's a lot of fun. But we went to a bar that had a bunch of
arcades. Dave & Buster's?
What now?
Dave & Buster's?
No, not nothing. Not that. It, something similar to that, but whatever. This particular place had a bunch of arcades at the top layer.
Arcade Fires? And
we were there with a bunch of our friends, and we were, you know, just playing the four-man Pac-Man game. We were getting drunk, and we actually had a lot of fun. So we go home, and we do this sexual, and it's like it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, we fall asleep. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up, and I have to go pee. Now, at this apartment, they have two different bathrooms. They have, like, the half bathroom out in the hall where everybody takes a shit. And then they have the Jack and Jill bathroom, which both rooms can join to, and there's the shower and everything.
By the way, fuck you for calling it a Jack and Jill bathroom.
That's what she called it, and that's what I'm calling it. I don't know what you call it. I think it's called a Jack and Jill.
No, so. It is, but I'm just so surprised that you know the technical term for it.
Well, I didn't know this until she told me. No, I didn't know this until she told me later that weekend. But anyways, so like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm still pretty, like, I wake up, I have to pee, and I'm drunk. So I go into the bathroom. I go back into the room. And she's in the middle of the bed. I'm just like, move over. What are you doing in this? Move over. Let me have my side. And she's like, wrong bed. I'm like, what do you mean? Move over. Wrong bed. The light comes on. It's her roommate of 3 days. I'm standing there nude, mortified. I was like, oh God.
So I went into the wrong room through the bathroom. The bathroom. You were supposed to walk out one side and you walked out the other. You're so dumb.
So I run back in the room. Kelly's sound asleep. I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck? And I'm going through my mind going, like, I don't know this girl. Kelly barely knows this girl. I hope she doesn't think I was trying to, like, sexually advance on her or something like that. So the next morning when we wake up, the first I was like, I look at Kelly, I'm like, I hope I had this dream last night, but I think it actually happened. I think I accidentally went into your roommate's room nude accidentally. And she, Kelly, God bless her, just started laughing openly in my face. She's just like, you fucking idiot.
Oh, you're so dumb.
Oh. And so I'm obviously mortified by the whole thing.
Did she see anything?
She saw everything. I was standing there.
It was
the
light
comes on, and I'm completely naked. And I stood there for a second, getting my bearings, because, like I said, it's 4 in the morning. I'm drunk and half awake,
and I'm just half a chub.
But what? And then it was kind of like, oh God! And I just turned around.
And by the way, when it's 4 in the morning and Dutch is drunk, it's either because he's still drunk from the night before or he just started drinking before work. So, what 4 in the morning drunk was it?
It was we every had four just fallen asleep like less than an hour before that.
Oh, that sucks. That's the
that
worst.
That kind of drunk. So I was drunk and discombobulated.
It was one of those where you got up to use the bathroom. You said,
"Is
that
yes. what you
did?" Okay, so it was one of those where. I know that feeling where you're just so drunk, but you're like, you're contemplating pissing the bed where you're like, how bad is it if I pee the bed? Cause I don't want to get up. How bad is it going to be?
Actually, it was more like I woke up in a panic going like, oh, thank God I didn't pee the bed. Now I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. And then just,
can I just mention the fact that Kelly and your girlfriend.
Move over. You're taking up the middle part of the bed. Wrong bed.
Kelly is specifying that her dog was sleeping on her bed and you apparently were saying, move the dog, even though Kelly doesn't have a dog.
I guess I did. I don't remember. All I remember, it was so. The memory is very spotty because, like I said, I just woke up.
Dutch. Is her roommate hot?
Talk low. Oh, yeah, she's cute.
Remember, talk low. Girls can't hear low the frequencies. Oh,
no, she's cute. I mean, she's not as high as Kelly. No, not even close.
No, I know. I was just curious. No, I know that.
I figured
if there's two of them, you're going to pick the hottest one.
You guys don't know a loophole that when you talk about other girls that girls can hear.
Damn it!
God!
It doesn't matter if you talk low or two rooms away.
There's all these rules.
We can hear when you're talking shit on us.
I don't know all these rules.
I wasn't talking shit, though.
You were saying one girl is not as pretty as the other Dutch, girl. And us girls can hear that shit.
Dutch, let's just be honest. Me and Dutch aren't even in a fantasy football league. We pretend. Every time we're talking about that, we're just crying about you guys. We're not even a real league. By the way, Moreno is my nickname for you. That's why every time I say that fucking Moreno's ruining me, it means you, Marie. And every time Dutch mentions Aaron Rodgers, it's Kelly. Just so you know.
Kelly's
so
Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be Aaron Rodgers.
You and your terrible shoulder and your awful cat.
Yeah. That's very funny.
No, so basically, like, Kelly, you know, texts through.
Move
her, like,
dog.
By the way, Joel told me about what happened. And then the other girl texts back. She's like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. You know, I wish I could say that's never happened to me, but it has. So apparently, you know. This girl had a fun college time. So
did you
at least Joel didn't put his dick in me like the other one.
I was gonna say, did you at least get the tip in?
Dude, I was standing there going, move over. I meant in the dog. Or one of two, like, move out of what's in my place on the bed. Like,
quit licking me.
Wrong bed. What do you mean wrong bed? Light
your
comes
tail
on.
Just, won't stop
oh
wagging.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Is that an erection?
Dude, I'm sure I had like a half chub.
Come on, Dutch.
I like to sleep nude.
I enjoy
Dutch,
your problems.
I enjoy sleeping nude too, but you don't.
And sometimes guys get random boners. I don't know if I was hard or not. I didn't remember that part. I was so mortified that I'm looking at her roommate of 3 days. And by the way, I had only met her briefly on the street because Kelly and I were going out as the other roommate was coming in.
The only thing-
Kelly only knows her for 3 days. I met her for 3 seconds. The next thing I see of her, aside from that brief interaction, this week going, hi, I'm Joel. You know, I'll probably see a lot of you later, was her going, wrong bed.
You sure did see a lot of her later.
Oh, the God.
And also, you've known her for 3 seconds and you're already getting naked for her? You got some game,
bud. The only thing that would have been better, Dutch, is if her dog would have been protective and attacked you. And just attack your dick.
It's a small little
yapper matter.
Dog. So.
A little yapper dog biting your dick hurts just as much as anything biting
and
your dick.
It's twice as funny.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Cut. Move fucking dog. I'm tired.
I mean, I laughed about it, obviously, all day. And her roommate,
moved out.
God bless her. She had a good sense of humor about it, too. So.
Yeah, she had a good sense of humor. She's packing as we speak.
Well, no, here's the thing. She's... I feel like she's the kind of girl that, okay, I got this on this guy the rest of my time living with this girl.
Speaking of you two, by the way, I said it to you off here, but I want to say it on here. Because me and Dutch are such super cool friends.
Dutch and whom.
Our honeymoon, we are going to be staying in Colorado Springs, I swear to God, so we could hang out with Dutch and Kelly. Our honeymoon is going to be hanging out with our good pals.
Okay, now, first of all, I thought your honeymoon was supposed to be like an Aspen.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
no,
and
I'll
then
tell
we
you
went
why.
To Aspen, and it's expensive.
We found a Dutch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we found a resort just outside of Colorado
really
Springs.
Nice
like
resort.
Right where Colorado Springs turns
it's
into the
mountains. Perfect.
Right where Colorado Springs turns into the mountains.
You're staying in the Broadmoor then, right?
No.
What's it called? The
Cliff House.
The Cliff House.
That's in Broadmoor, I thought.
Yeah, it's right next
to the... Well, no, there's also something called the Broadmoor, which we were also looking at.
It's 5 miles away from the Broadmoor, so...
It looks like a Harry Potter castle, and rooms are named after people that stayed there, and it's historical, and I loved it.
So...
It's, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's not too far away from where...
So you have to keep this entertained 24-7, no pressure.
Well, here's the thing. You do realize I have a job, right?
I know. That's why we're... Hold on. That's why we're giving you so much notice to take time off.
I'm not taking time off. I have to take time off for your wedding.
Dutch, I'm kidding. Dutch, of course I'm kidding.
Oh, here's the thing.
We planned it. We planned it. During the day while you're working, that's when we'll have honeymoon sex. And then at night, we'll all be rested up after sex naps.
After so much sex.
We'll ride our snowmobiles. I'm imagining that so you guys get around. We ride our snowmobiles over to your igloo and hang out.
It's usually like 18 inches, or not inches, feet of snow.
Oh, I got 18 inches right here.
Everybody, you know, like you see those old-timey things of people who have houses on bayous where the tide goes all the way up and down. They have these huge, like, long, like, stilts that that house hangs out on. That's what our houses are.
Oh, and something else, by the way, I want to make everyone feel bad. Mitch, me and Marie put off buying a new vehicle so we could go visit you after our wedding.
And I told you it's probably better spend your money on a car.
Well, not so much for you because we figure your girlfriend is going to be a human being unlike you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hang out with her. Definitely.
No. She's not. I hung out there multiple times while
Dutch,
she was there.
Dutch, we're going to try to sell him a timeshare. Can you shut up?
Okay, sorry.
You're ruining this. Anyway, you're going to love the beachfront, Mitch. You're going to love it.
Oh, I guess Sherry's not happy now that she... Because I guess I never told her that you wanted to come hang out with us.
Oh no, but I. Oh no, we are. We decided.
You didn't need. You didn't need to because us girls already talked.
Yeah. Oh okay. Oh, it's all planned then. Cool.
Can we get Sherry on mic already? God damn it.
No, she likes to yell from behind the scenes.
Yeah. When did Sherry become Baba Booey? Like she's talking through a speaker.
Right.
Jesus.
You know, I'm a huge fan of your time, sir.
Tell me more. Look, here's the thing. Every morning you may have to skim a couple raccoons out of the pool, but other than that, it's worth the $10,000.
And by the way, apparently Kelly's job allows her like 1,000 hours of vacation time, so she's planning on taking all that while you guys are here.
I believe it's Yob. I think it's a soft J.
Oh,
we want to go to all the douchey places that you talk about.
We're so excited.
We want to try craft beers and hipster bars with arcades in them.
You know how excited we are to just do you see for us that we're
I need to have Kelly take you like a days where I'm working, like just have a Denver day or a day or two. She'll take you up there.
I'm telling you, dude.
Only if it has the last dinosaur in it.
Yes. Because he's our friend and a whole lot more. What we want, though, we want to just hang out and make fun of as many people as possible. So we have as many stories as possible in the 5 days. We can even do radio.
We're going to be there 5 days. We're going to have sex like 2 times. And then the rest of the time, we just want to...
With you.
We just want to hang out.
We actually, I actually said this to Kelly. I'm like, how many jokes do you think they're going to make about like us trying to have a four-way?
No, and forget then that. I already planned
it. Her and I will take you guys up on the offer. And then you're both like, what? You guys are fucking weird. No.
No, we planned it out. We planned it out. You'll take us up on the offer. We already planned this out. And then I was going to say... Then I was going to turn it on you and go, yeah, but it's me and Dutch and the two girls. And then let's see who loses then.
Who backs
Answer,
down, yeah.
Nobody. Everybody
Steering
wins.
Contest.
Everybody wins. Me and Dutch can't ever look each other in the eyes again.
Oh, this is so shameful.
It's like, oh, my God.
Why
How was your honeymoon?
This?
Did you have sex? Well, yes, technically.
Not with my wife.
Not
though.
With my wife, though.
It, was the sex gay? Yes, it was.
It was very gay.
It was the gayest.
Bro, Kelly just reminded me something. You talking about wanting to go to hipster places? We were at a bar that, like, the local bar on the street from where she lives that we always go to. There was a guy wearing a jacket made only of Crown Royal bags.
I saw that post on Facebook.
That was hilarious.
Oh my God! Why do people do things in
we
life?
Saw a hipster too. We were at over at a Wawa because they just opened a Wawa over here.
Oh, what?
Yes, I swear to God.
It's my store!
They've
it's
opened awesome. They've no! opened like 3 in this area.
Dude, it's like an awesome Subway
it's the greatest
for lazy people.
Thing ever.
Dude, you order on a screen and then they're like,
"Number 305, your turkey sub is ready."
And I'm like, good. "What?
It's always good."
Yeah, dude, the food was awesome, but we go there and there was this hipster there, mustache,
he was so hipster.
Checkered jacket, bow tie, jeans. I don't know what he was doing. He looked like he went into 5 different stores and just picked something out. I'm pretty sure his jeans were from Forever 21.
Oh, I fucking love Wawa.
Yeah, dude, it was. First time we had it because they just opened here. Fantastic. I had
everything in there is great. I mean, people don't know. It's like basically the world's greatest gas station.
It's a high end gas station.
Greatest deli together.
Yeah, it's a high end gas station because we were walking around checking out. They even have like little like pretzel peanut butter snacks that they make themselves.
So good. Dude, you gotta get the ones with the sour cream in the middle.
Yeah,
I saw stuffed pretzels.
Dude, not only that, and their coffee is pretty tits.
But dude,
I ordered like a caramel macchiato
off right now.
I ordered a caramel macchiato. I was like, dude, this is cheaper than Starbucks and it's pretty fucking good.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, Wawa all the way.
Their sandwiches rule. Everything about it ruled. And by the way, Pennsylvania, you're welcome, world.
I don't think you did anything. And by the way, speaking of Pennsylvania,
Joel lived there, so he did something.
When did Napoleon Dynamite become a better quarterback than Peyton Manning? What the fuck happened with Foles? Did you see that game? 7 touchdowns. He tied Manning's touchdown record.
I did not. What happened was is that the bar that I was forced to go to didn't have the game on it. Well, halfway through, I saw the first half, but then I was forced to go to another Seahawks bar, and we were trying to get them to turn the TVs so we could go to watch it. But I didn't feel the need to watch the rest of the game because we're up 42-0 at that
dude.
Point. I'm like, okay, we won.
Such. 7 touchdowns. And he would have. They were saying it. He would have broken Manning's record, but they pulled him out halfway in the fourth because they were winning
Barkley
by so much.
In, yeah.
Dude, I don't know what happened.
The Chip Kelly happened. That's what happened.
Yes, it was insane though.
Dude, like, that offense is prolific.
I know.
You got to say there's nothing I can say against that offense.
It's fucking nuts. I know. I don't want to get too much drug because I know some fans tune out. But I just had to bring that up because I was watching like Jesus Christ.
Well, here we go. Since we're talking about NFL, your team. What the fuck is going on with Jonathan Martin and Incognito, Richie Incognito?
By the way, can you?
Someone, I know about this.
Somebody
one.
Post a picture before we continue. I want somebody to post a picture of Incognito just to show you he has the most ironic name you have ever seen. Wait till you see what this gentleman Incognito looks like.
Well, I thought I'll post the actual article and the pictures.
That's his real name. His name is Incognito. It really is.
That's his first name or his last name?
Last name.
Richie Incognito. He's a lineman.
It's humongous.
That is a Simpsons joke.
I know. Nev Arbreak.
He was voted dirtiest player last year or the year before.
Yeah. 2 years in a row, I think, actually, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's been kicked off of a couple teams.
Yeah, last week, Miami Dolphins tackle Jonathan Martin abruptly left the team. Rumors started circulating that Martin had left because of an incident in which he was harassed by other members of the offensive line. And the Dolphins organization said that they would review the situation after receiving allegations of misconduct. Let me pull down here. As more details emerged, soon became clear that the event that allegedly caused Martin to leave the team was not an isolated incident. Guard Richie Incognito seemed to be the ringleader of the group that had begun hazing Martin when he was rookie last year. Incognito claimed innocence on Twitter. And there's no way he's innocent, by the way. That guy's a piece of shit. He's a fucking
By the way,
asshole.
this is NFL
There's his
bullying.
Picture. That's Incognito. That's him. He looks like, I don't know what he looks, he's, I, it
he looks like a refrigerator.
He looks like he ate a refrigerator, yeah.
He looks like, you know, like Krang's body.
Yes!
When Krang's body was
Post
still
Krang's
a teenager.
Body. Thank you, Dutch. Perfect.
It's like a young Krang.
That is exactly, he's a teenage Krang body.
But he has cute dimples.
Oh my God, someone post Krang from
Look
Teenage
Look at his little
Ninja
dimples. Rose. He has such a fat, chubby face.
I know. Apparently this guy has been a piece of shit for a long time.
Yeah, why is Frank Caliendo's kid so mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't he kind of look like Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, he does.
Dude.
Oh, apparently he went off on Twitter, going off on ESPN, Adam Schefter, ESPN again, more with Adam Schefter, all these insiders saying.
I love Schefter, by the way.
You know, you're slandering my name and all that kind of stuff. But
I don't know.
See.
From an outsider, I think he slandered his own name.
On Sunday, the Dolphins suspended Incognito indefinitely for, quote, conduct detrimental to the team, unquote. On Monday, ESPN reported that the Dolphins had obtained or been given obscene and threatening voice messages and texts that Incognito left or sent to Martin. Here are the transcripts of the message Incognito allegedly left for Martin. Blah, 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 blah.
Hammy goes, Hammy's got a good point, Dutch. He looks like Hammy if Hammy was in shape. He does kind of have Hammy face. No, but here's you know what sucks? The worst part about this is it'd be easier to swallow if he was like a shitty line, but he's really good too. Like
that's
the problem.
Teams keep taking chances on him because he's good.
He's one of the he's an asshole. He's a
right.
dick. And look at his tribal tattoo, so you know he means business.
Right.
It's true. It's like a whole sleeve of tribal tattoos. Yeah. It's like, he belongs to every tribe.
All the tribe. Even a tribe called Quest.
Even the Diatribe.
Yeah. Even the I don't know any more tribe words.
I don't know either. So he said things like, I am slightly better than you in the game of football.
Whoa, hey, you don't talk to people like that.
He does.
Down.
No, hold on. I'll tell you exactly what he said. Said,
okay, can I, hold on. Can we guess? Can we try to guess?
No, I'll actually just read it and I'll insert the beeps. As necessary.
But no.
I'm an adult bully.
I want to guess, I think that he said, you're not playing well, sir. Was that one of his insults?
No, it starts out, this is a voicemail that was left on Martin's voicemail.
Sir, you weren't bringing 110%.
Okay, by the way, Martin is a black guy, and Incognito is a white guy.
Why do you got to bring
race
into
it? Do it with your speaker, Dutch, if it's a voicemail. Pro tip.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Hey, what's up, you half piece of... I saw you on Twitter and I've been training for 10 weeks. I want to in your mouth. And I'm going to slap your mouth. I'm going to slap your real mother across the face. you still rookie. I'll kill you.
End of message. To send message, press 1.
To replay this message, press 2.
Or leave another message after the beep. Oop, that was twice.
Hey, before when I said mother across the face, I meant father. All right, man, later.
Catch you on the field tomorrow.
All right, bro.
Later, Z's.
Keep it real.
Hold on. I'm getting a voice. I'm getting a call here.
Uh-oh. 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 Hello?
Chris, what's up? I'm on the air right now, and so are you. What's up?
Is that Hot Dutch number 2?
Say what now?
Come down to the Fox in my house for my birthday.
I got work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, he's blowing off for his own birthday?
How did you get in there? You don't have an ID.
Rachel's coming, Josh's coming, Adam's here, so sorry, Aaron's coming later.
Uh-oh.
Fox Dutch. And Hound?
Dutch.
Yeah. All right, I'll think about it. I'll let you know. Later, buddy.
Hey, Dutch, I'll have you know that I think Incognito...
Actually, that's my brother's... today's my brother's birthday?
That's what he said.
Oh, he's turning 21. Okay,
never mind. Dutch...
Wow, the biggest birthday that you could have.
Hey, Dutch, I'll have you know that I think Incognito's a fan because Rich _ Incognito's now in the chat. He said,
oh,
hey.
Wow, okay.
He said, hey, that's not me. I didn't say that. And I believe him. Why would he lie?
That's
legitimate. Why would Rich _ Incognito lie to us?
I have no idea.
We should screen cap that and send it over as evidence.
Yeah, tweet it to him. They're like, hey, man, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for clearing things up. Now we know you didn't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Rich Incognito _ Incognito.
But seriously, Joel, you're a terrible brother for forgetting that it's his 21st.
Yeah, seriously.
I have 22 siblings in the
life. You know what? I then forgiven. You know what? I always forget that.
I have two brothers, and I only know one of them's birthday.
Because the other one's dead. It's still birthday.
I can keep track of 22 people turning 21.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Well, you're a girl. I don't care. That's the difference.
Well, Dutch, don't you have Facebook? I mean... Normally,
yeah, I do, but I rarely check it these days.
I can also tell my bed.
By the way,
another
are you guys
bed.
Over Facebook? I'm done with it.
What? I mean, I'm glad you had that epiphany, but I'm still on it.
No, I still use it. I actually really like
Bitstrip.
Dude, I love Bitstrip.
I don't know. We kind of have to use it, you know.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. There. Kelly was trying to explain Bitstrips to me.
I hate
Bitstrips.
She's
livid about them. She hates them so much.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. It's like you're cartooning yourself and it doesn't take any effort. That's so awesome.
What it is, and I didn't even realize this was a thing.
All right,
what is
Dutch,
this?
Dutch.
I think all of us had to explain Bitstrips to the other one.
Someone explain Bitstrips.
This week.
Mitch, explain Bitstrips. Go.
Okay, Bitstrips are like, it's kind of like a do-it-yourself cartoon, you know, type of thing.
DIY cartoon.
Oh, what's that?
DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah, DIY cartoon, blah, 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 whatever. But people are just going fucking crazy on them, and they're doing like 4 or 5 of them.
I haven't seen a single one.
Hour. I've actually deleted people off my Facebook because on some applications on Facebook, like, you know, there's a Farmville or whatever, you can hide the app request and you'll never see it again. But people are taking these Bitstrips and they're uploading them via mobile. So now it's showing up then as well. So you just have to delete them from your entire life.
Here's the thing, though, is that, like, you hate them. Bisexual Ian in the chat room says, I hate them. Oh, my God, yes, they're horrible. Kelly hates them. I haven't seen these at all. Is this, like, a new influx of
something
viral?
Because you don't
viral?
Have friends, and you're not on Facebook.
Hey, but, hey. Rich _ Incognito wants to talk more about Rich Incognito. FYI. Apparently, wow. I just want to keep tabs. Rich Incognito speaks in the first person.
Hamie's talking about it too. Bitstrips are going to cause me to unfriend
someone
a lot of people.
Someone post a Bitstrip.
I've never seen one of these things.
Just post one so Dutch could laugh.
Okay. I'm going to find one because I know I have a
Dutch,
friend.
Okay, here's
I
the thing, Dutch.
One that does them. I'm posting
let me help him
a couple
out.
Now.
Let me help you out. Dutch, are you a fan of terrible Marmaduke?
Here's one,
comics?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. From
is this a Free Beer and Hot Wings? That's an actual radio show. Yeah. KM covers the most horrible thing imaginable. Okay. Yeah, that show is bad except for one guy.
Okay, look, here's a funny one. Are you going to hear it? Stupid bee sting. Jen thinks about calling in sick to work because her foot hurts and she's over her... I don't get it.
Well, obviously, this girl got stung by a bee, but and so she's using it as
an excuse. Oh, so you're basically... You can just post... okay, now I understand what it is.
You can make your own character into a cartoon or yourself into a cartoon and you can, you know...
So
make
you make a
jokes.
Post, and then you can do it in a... So this is the way... So basically what Jen wanted to say is, I got stung by a bee, and I'm thinking about calling in to work, is what she would normally put. But now the invention of bit strips,
Dutch,
she can do it.
I'm sorry, yes. But I forget what reach we have now. Paul _ bit strips, the creator of bit strips, is in the chat room.
He says, "We are fucking popular.
Tonight, dude." Paul _ bit strip says, "Why do you have a problem with my thing,
Paul?"
Yeah. His name is Paul Bitstrips.
Paul Bitstrips.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't know Paul Bitstrips?
I don't know Paul.
Oh, man. He's of the Paul Bitstrips fortune.
Wow.
Dude,
okay.
From the Bitstrips family.
Yeah. Not many people
okay,
know.
Okay. I get the bit now, because this is just a new way that you can do your status.
His cousin
update.
Found bitcoins.
Okay. Kelly hates this.
His wife, Mary Bitstrips, is a bitch, though.
Oh, she sucks.
She sucks so hard. That's, by the way, that's what Royce and I have started doing. We realized we were doing it.
I was
we're
about
like,
to ask, what the fuck are you doing?
So we were trying to recall. We're like, this is from something, right? Like, we didn't just make this up, because we just.
I forgot what I said, but I was like.
We're not that creative.
No, I was like, oh, my God, this sucks so hard. And every time something's horrible, I just say like that.
And we realized, we're like, I think it's from Workaholics.
I think it's from where, I don't remember exactly, but it was. But by the way, Dutch, New Girl has been off the chart. I
haven't seen this last week.
Well,
there wasn't one last week.
No, there wasn't, but there is one this week. And this week is the return of Coach, Dutch.
Yes, I did see the ads.
Yep, I am very, very excited.
Here's the thing, though. It's a weigh-ins, and
Oh, I didn't know this. Paul Bitstrip says, so dumb, we're from the Bacon Strips family. Ah, the Bitstrips.
Oh, double dipping. I get it. Sorry, Paul. Paul Bitstrip.
We have all these celebrities tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, the Bacon Strips.
We have offensive guard from the
Rich _ Incognito.
Incognito. We got some reach.
By the way, I think he lets us call him Inicog, since we're friends.
Good point. We are good friends of his at this point.
We are the best of friends.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So, I don't think there's no way that we're this popular, Dutch. Pete New Girl is in the chat room now, the creator of New Girl.
Wow.
Dude, Pete New Girl? No way.
Petey!
Hi, Petey New Girl.
Hi, Pete.
Why would his last name be New Girl?
Shut up, Marie. That's why.
Shut up, Marie.
Ruining our dreams, you whore.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
I know. This show doesn't make sense.
Man, I need
sense.
A bit strip to cheer me up. Can someone post one in the chat? Yeah, I want to
post
be cheered
a good
up.
Bit strip.
I want to be cheered up.
Here's the thing. Kelly is so annoyed with these dumb things. And I had no idea what they were.
Well, now you do. Are you annoyed? Are you annoyed now?
No. I mean, like, I'm probably going to do it now just to annoy the rest of you, but.
Well, I'm not that annoyed by it, actually. I was asking Royce what it was, but I wasn't like, this is the worst thing ever. It's like,
terrible.
It's there.
I mean, what's the
At
point?
At least it's not Facebook advertising.
Well, here's the point. It's that it's a way to do a post in a different way than the way everybody's been doing posts. Because remember when Facebook first started?
No.
Yes.
Just say, Joel is
stupid.
And then you'd have to like do something in a third person voice to make it seem. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, back in 2003 when Facebook was brand new and only colleges were allowed in it. You were just
thinking about going out and fucking this whore who he thinks may have herpes, but it feels better without a condom.
Well, duh.
That's a terrible post.
Well, it's a fact, though.
But you'd have to do it in third person, that's my point.
I don't even know what that gif is.
What is that? Why is Link there?
That was the most distracting
okay, I'm
thing
sorry.
I've ever seen in my
We have to bring
life.
This up. I'm sorry. Normally, I try not to pay attention, but this thing is kind of scaring me. Are you scared a little?
Butt Monkey does things like this.
It's Link.
Oh, Zelda likes to run around in circles.
I don't even know how to explain it.
No, it's Link from Zelda.
Yeah.
Someone has a bit strip. John says no one cares about your hilarious comic strip. Look at me. Okay, I think someone's making fun of bit strips in that one. Now that's humor I could get behind.
Oh.
Wait.
The chat room is making me laugh tonight.
They really are. They're on the ball tonight. Jesus Christ.
Rolls all around. So can I complain about Halloween now?
Oh, please.
Yes.
Cool.
Hold on. First off, All Hallows Eve.
Correct.
Oh, can we explain what we did?
Well, I was going to explain what we did and then complain about the other half.
Okay, fine.
So, obviously, Halloween was last Thursday, and I woke up and went to work like it's a normal everyday
Feeling
day.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
feeling like P. Diddy. It's how I go to work every morning.
Really, she does. She's always like saying, can't stop, won't stop.
And even though I, even though for work I'd been preparing, putting up stuff for Halloween like the entire month, I still walked in surprised seeing assholes all dressed up as costumes.
I'm sorry, but somebody posted Jesus doing ab raises on the cross and it says cross training.
What does that have to do with?
What if the chat room is fucking with us tonight and it's pissing me off?
Here's the thing, we never get to try. We have a bit on Hippo Juice because we never pay attention to them, and I have to address them at the end of the show for funny things that they did.
I can't.
Now
and
I we're getting distracted.
I don't
by
know,
them.
No, but it's because tonight they've been very funny
and very random.
They have. Sorry. Anyway,
so we didn't prepare for Halloween. We had no idea what we were going to do. We didn't go out. We didn't buy costumes. Nothing. So when I got home, I'm like, Royce, quick, because I know kids are going to start ringing the doorbell in 2 seconds. And I had the foresight at least to buy candy like a week ahead of time because it was
on sale. I think we did a live show on Halloween last year, right?
Yeah, I think it fell on a Tuesday.
It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday.
Right, and you have to keep stopping every 3 seconds.
To answer the door. Yes, and it was really freaking annoying. So I was like, Royce, I have an idea. I thought of it on the drive home. We'll get out our outfits that we used for our engagement photo shoot.
The old-timey beach outfits.
Our old-timey beach outfits. We'll put some blankets and pull out our lawn chairs from the backyard and put it out on the driveway.
Made ourselves alcoholic beverages.
We drank like tumblers of alcoholic beverages.
We looked like such white trash.
And we were just being like old timey 1920s lounging people. Just
and
drinking.
I was playing like Caravan Palace old timey swinging music. People were walking by and we were just giving
everyone
kids candy.
Everyone was complimenting us. Like, oh my God. They loved the idea. Like, people were digging it. We were actually playing music. And most people around here don't even bother anymore. They don't, like, they turn their lights off. They're not home. Don't knock on the door. Don't anything.
And you got to understand that our neighborhood is a kind of neighborhood where, like, they bus in bad kids to trick-or-treat. So it's like,
bus them in.
Well, you know, like van,
that's,
you know.
Not,
so
no.
Bad, you mean black Puerto Ricans.
Royce is exaggerating. That's celebration that they bust
they
people to.
They were people
there.
There
was a couple
not
of people that drove over here. Yes, you could tell they weren't from our neighborhood, but it wasn't like droves
they
of
weren't
people
from our neighborhood.
But no. They go there because it's the nicer neighborhood and you get the bigger candy bars.
They go
I'm
there
assuming
because, you
I'm
know, we rock Snickers and they rock fucking Tootsie Rolls. Let's put it
I'm
that way.
I'm assuming the people that were in the apartment complexes across the street may have walked over into this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Something
way
like that.
Across the street.
So anywho, so we're handing out candy and
by the way baller level stuff, not cheap shit. Yo, we're talking Kit Kats, Reese's Pieces, we're talking Snickers, we're talking real candy. We don't fuck around. We're not
you don't fuck
shit
around with Smarties.
No fuck that, because you know why? I remember still as a kid, and I'll never forget, I was a kid, I told myself I am not going to be the house that gives shit candy ever in my life. I'm going to be the candy the house that gives baller candy to everybody. Because nobody wants Tootsie Rolls, people. Do you understand? Nobody.
You're like a Tootsie Roll?
Ah!
No, I don't want to see that Tootsie Roll.
I like a Tootsie Roll. I don't want a bag of them.
Thank you. You know what? You're right. I can eat one Tootsie Roll.
I'm thinking about it. I don't think I've ever had more than one at a time.
Tootsie Rolls are fucking disgusting.
You know what I call Tootsie Rolls?
Hold on.
I call Tootsie Rolls chocolate fillings.
Here's the thing. Is that chocolate or is it like cocoa something? Or
it's garbage.
What is it?
It's something.
Garbage. Doesn't taste like chocolate. Now I'm thinking about it.
It is a disgusting. It's supposed to taste like chocolate. I actually like the other flavors that they make to taste like other stuff.
The
better
strawberry
than the
ones.
Yeah, like the other flavors are delicious. All right.
Apparently,
the chocolate one is disgusting.
Here's the thing, though. Like the texture of that, if you bite down on it too soon, you're ripping fillings out.
Apparently, fuck with an exclamation mark did like your outfit and said you looked hot, Marie. Just you get a compliment in the chat.
Oh, is that what you were wearing?
Yeah, there's the picture. I
you
posted.
Guys are living outside.
Yeah, no, there's a picture of what we were doing.
So we put our lounge chairs.
Oh, and there's my cigar. I also had my cigar.
Yes. Yeah, so we put some stuff out there and, you know, we just had fun. But the thing is, since you're sitting outside the house as opposed to sitting inside the house and just answering the door when somebody rings the doorbell, you see everything that's happening.
Oh, this is what I love about this, by the way, is Marie's wearing like an obnoxious aquamarine old-timey bathing suit with these ridiculous like ruby red high heels.
Yep.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
You are so annoying.
Why wouldn't I?
I will agree, we are very annoying.
That was adorable. Lordy. Anyways, so we saw things like The kid whose Asian dad drove him up to the homes that had the lights on so that the kid didn't have to walk around to buy, okay. to get his candy. That pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, yeah. I was mad, too. I've never... The dad was driving the kid house to house. I've never seen that.
No, you. If you have to drive somewhere... If you have to drive somewhere, you park at one corner of the block, you walk down the block, cross the street, go to the other side, and then hit it all the houses on your way back to your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here,
from house to house.
Here's where I could understand the parents' logic. If you're in Minnesota and it's snowing and it's dark and it's hilly and...
No, bullshit. You still walked everywhere.
Exactly, but I could understand it. Florida, the houses are 2 feet away from each other and it's sunny and pleasant. I was able to be on my driveway in a bathing suit. There's no uncomfortable... There's no hills. There's no nothing. Like, why are you driving? Why? So that was one thing that was pissing me off.
Obnoxious.
The other thing that was pissing me off is that kids today do not understand the concept of how Halloween works. They show up without costumes, they don't say trick or treat, and they don't say thank you, and they just dive their greedy little hands into the bowl and take as many as they can grab.
Those Asian kids did say Rick or Reet, and we did still give them candy.
Okay.
I gave candy away because I didn't want to have to eat the candy.
Oh, and by the way, Asian underscore dad is now in the chat. He's hearing about us and he's upset at you, Marie. So,
he said,
by the way, I just learned something new. Butt Monkey posted a picture.
Oh,
I did not know this about Chinese boxes.
Yes, me too. I saw someone posted on Facebook the other day, and it's true. I saw a video of it. You know those little takeout boxes? You're supposed to take them apart, and they become a plate. There's a picture there.
I had no idea.
Yeah, there's a whole video of it.
I'm an ignorant American.
I had no idea.
I always just poured it into a bowl.
No, yeah, I know. There's actually a YouTube video. You just pull the sides, and it opens into a plate.
How efficient are the Chinese?
I mean, good. They kill their baby girls. They're great.
Everybody wants that to happen.
I mean, seriously. More guys, right?
I mean, there were kids. Sorry, because I'm still annoyed with the kids. There were kids. Again, you wouldn't have seen it if you stayed inside and only answered the doorbell. Kids would like run away from their parents down three blocks of houses and just come up to me and they're like, they just take their hand out and they didn't even have their bag. Their mom was holding their bag. So I'm like, wait, where are you going to put the candy, little kid? And they're like, my mom has it back that way. Like, stupid ass kid. What are you doing for
me? That is kind of dumb.
Like, they're just so dumb. They're so dumb. I don't get it. Like, teach the kids the concepts. Like, you ring the doorbell, you say trick or treat. You acknowledge the fact that they have an adorable little costume on it. You pick out one or two pieces, and then you say, thank you, have a nice night, and you move on. And you walk to the next house. It's not hard. It's not hard, people.
Yeah, I mean, but I get it, Marie, I understand. But, you know, there's a lot of sickos out there that put razor blades. No one does that.
It's never happened.
I know.
Ever.
I know, and I don't get it either. Actually, there was one thing, the one redeeming quality, and that I was actually like, wow, I'm glad this happened. This is the first time that someone's been human. When we were sitting out there, this little kid came up really cute with his mom, and he go, you know, the kid walked up, and he goes, thank you, know, trick or treat, gave her the candy, and he goes, excuse me, do you mind if I have a glass of water? And then the mom's like, yeah, you know, we parked really far and he's thirsty. Do you mind?
Fine.
We were fine, of course. And we even said, we don't have any bottles. Is that okay? He goes, no, glass is fine. And to me, that made me happy. That's like, wow, this person.
You trust your neighbors.
Right. That this person's not immediately going to poison them. Like, and we gave him a glass of water and it was normal.
It's supposed to be a fun day.
Yes. It was normal. It wasn't like, oh, you have anything in a bottle? She was like, no, it's fine. It's no big deal. I was like,
the kid's
really?
Thirsty from running around
yes!
all day.
And it was just like, cool, here. Dude, I remember as a kid, forget the bottled water. Remember as a kid, you had to drink the water from the hose?
From the
outside?
Hose. And then it tasted so much better.
But then on the hot day, you had to wait till the fire water came out first. It was 1,000. You know what I mean?
Okay, I wasn't that ghetto. No. I never had to do that.
No. Oh, yeah. You can't let it sit out in the sun because the first, like, well, you know, whatever water's still sitting in the hose.
1,000 degrees.
50 or 100 feet.
Oh, my God. Like, that's what you always sprayed your brothers with.
Yes.
It's like when
yes.
you go to the bar, you're like, hey, Jimmy, here you go. And you smash in his face.
Ryan would be like, no, don't hit me with the hole. And then I would, like, you know, put my thumb over it and make it rain. You can't get mad. It's rain. You can't get mad. It's rain.
I was a jerk.
But it's so hot.
I know.
Hot, hot rain.
I know, but now it's like, no, bottled water. It has to be a bottle because, you know, what if there's poisons? It's not. No, your kid's not important enough to be poisoned. Get that through your head. He
Seriously.
Sucks. Your kid sucks.
Sucks so hard.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsung with Jay Fox.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Sweet speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the MoreLikeRadio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind MoreLikeRadio. Right. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Well, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a Gentleman Show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Froze up.
Ah, you kidding?
And I'm watching. They also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two." And the guy was like, "He basically was like, you need to be quiet," and then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup, because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, "I love your dick," whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Hey guys. When you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m., More Like Radio. Boom.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com, midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it like hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight, morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio. You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Susie, wait, I swear, I did not know he was going to be here. I'm so sorry.
No, just, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. In fact, it's actually kind of perfect. I think since this whole thing went down, I've just been running away. You know, I mean, actually seeing Schmidt, I finally feel like I have some closure.
Well, good. I'm glad. You deserve some. So let's fire up the Batmanmobile, go to a taco stand and eat some feelings, okay?
Okay, I think it's Batmobile.
Batmanmobile.
Batmobile.
That's what I said, Batmanmobile.
You're putting there's no man, it's just Batmobile. Batmanmobile. Batmobile. Batmobile. Drop the man.
Batmanmobile.
Batmobile. Batmanmobile.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. Coming to you live. If you guys want to get in touch with us, number is 954-573-2780.
Okay.
And you guys can get in touch with us live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com.
A prize if you remember what movie this song is from.
One of the Batman ones, and it sounds like Prince.
Yes, it's the scene when Joker is spray painting the museum, the paintings.
Oh, God.
Yup.
Didn't he try and, like, make a campaign to be one of the Bat villains?
Yeah, actually, you know, I remember something vaguely about that.
Prove it.
Look that up, Mitch. I think he tried to, like, be, like, Two-Face or Joker or something like that.
That would have been awesome. I would watch it.
Is this the same movie where he did the whole get the funk up and had all the clips from the movie?
Yes.
Like, he was all in with this fucking movie for some reason, and it was terrible.
Well, because he's Batman.
I think it was Batman and Robin, I believe.
Which is the best movie of all time, am I right, guys?
It's not the best movie of all time.
Oh, really? Yeah, tell me. Tell me that Batman and Robin with Mr. Freeze. Is that the one, Mr. Freeze?
Cool off.
cool off.
I think that was Batman Returns.
Forever? Batman Forever.
Forever. Maybe it was Forever, yeah.
Which is Batman and Robin?
That's the one
with Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Batman and Robin. So I was right.
Always, are you sure?
Always winterize your pipes.
Oh, God. I know they were trying like a cartoon thing, but it was so... What was Tim Burton
thinking?
It
was so good.
It wasn't Tim Burton.
Not good.
That was Schumacher who did those. And secondly...
Oh, was it Schumacher?
Who did the Ice Age one jokes. And Dutch, I have a joke for you.
Oh, can't wait for this.
Yeah, what killed the dinosaurs, Dutch?
I don't know what killed
the
dinosaurs.
The Ice Age! It was a Batman quote.
Guys!
What?
Western black rhino declared extinct.
Yes! We finally defeated the Western black rhino! USA! USA! Wait, is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Oh, no.
Are there other rhinos, though?
Are there other rhinos?
There are other kinds of rhinos.
Well, I don't care then.
It's fine. So they can sell the rhinos.
You guys are so racist, but if the white rhino was extinct, then you'd be upset.
Wait, okay, so this rhino, are there pictures of it?
I'll just post.
But it looks like a regular rhino.
Wait, as of when? Like today?
Okay, let me just read the article. It was posted on CNN.
So there's still pictures of it. So then who gives a fuck? I can still know what it looked like. Like, I know what it
looked
like.
Wait a minute. Why am I looking at... Why are people posting this? It was updated Friday, November 11, 2011. What?
I don't know, but maybe the rhino's... Wait, look it up on Wikipedia.
So the rhino's been extinct for 2 years and nobody's given a shit?
But, man, rhinos really look like dinosaurs, huh? They're so fucking weird.
They're pachyderms, right?
Like, yeah,
they're the same family
like elephants.
As,
I like elephants.
Elephants? Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, the thing's like a fucking dinosaur. They should be extinct with dinosaurs. Get out of here, rhinos. You don't belong here. You belong in dinosaur times.
You want to know what killed the rhinos?
What killed the rhinos? Say the Ice Age.
The Ice Age.
Yes!
I hate... Dude.
Hey, Mitch, put that on your Bat American Express card.
Oops. I didn't mean to do that.
Man, Riff Trax makes those bad movies great, though, huh?
Wow. Okay, so the subspecies was last seen in 2006.
Wait, what are subspecies? These rhinos only ate sub sandwiches?
Yes.
No wonder they died. That's unhealthy.
The Subway species. They were trying to diet and lose weight because they felt fatter than the other
Jared
rhinos.
Yeah.
Jared just sat on them.
But I guess they were teetering on the edge of extinction for a while. And I don't know. Why is this popping up now? Like, I saw this on my Facebook timeline, and this was not the first. Like, I didn't click on it earlier, but I just saw a second person post a picture of a rhino. And so I clicked. I'm like, what the fuck is this rhino thing that everyone's keep posting? Why are people caring today? That's what I don't get.
Is it maybe it's the anniversary?
Why are you caring today? Like, did you just find something that was posted
two years ago?
I
had two people.
Hold on. What, maybe it's the anniversary.
Two people on my timeline that posted the same rhino picture. So I finally clicked on it, and it was a link to the CNN article from 2011.
What month? What day, though?
November 11th.
Ooh, so it's not the anniversary.
No.
Maybe it's because people are stupid.
I don't know.
Look it up. Mitch, look up if people are stupid.
I don't.
How
do you spell people?
Stupid.
How do you spell people? And how do you spell stupid?
RPP stupid.
And what's a computer?
No, but seriously, that's super sad.
It's not.
There are 791 million websites regarding "Our people are stupid."
Okay, good. So that answers it. Just pick random. Just do it if I feel lucky.
Hold on. We'll see. Are people smart? 945 million. So more people are apparently smart.
And then it corrects you. It says, do you mean were people smart?
Were people smart?
Is people smart?
Whiz people smart?
Are gay people smarter than straight people?
Yes. Wow. I would say yes. Dutch, do you have a music segment tonight?
I was actually just looking it up just now, unless you have one.
No, I don't. You know what I have, though? A lot of patience, Dutch, to do a show with you.
That's true.
You got a lot. You got to mind your P's
and
Q's.
You hear that? Royce has a slight amount of frustration in the back of his voice as he's saying that.
A slight amount. Not a lot.
You skipped out in the first half of the show. Shut up.
Hey, Dutch.
Oh, now Dutch is mad at you.
Dutch. You want to talk about it?
You weren't there when I needed you.
When I needed you the most.
Hey,
you
Dutch.
You weren't there.
Yes.
Did you ever know you were my hero?
Did you ever know?
No, I did not know that.
But you know why you're my hero?
Why?
The Ice Age. Did that one work, Mitch? I don't know if that one worked. Was that one as funny as the other one?
I need a ding, but I need a ding, Bell. I'll find one.
Okay, I don't know if that one is funny as yours, but I'm pretty confident in it.
Bell.
I'm confident in it.
Sorry, I want a different one.
Sorry.
I'm still really confused about this black rhino thing.
I have something I saw.
What are you
as far as
I've opened up three articles that all say it was extinct in 2011.
Maybe the black rhinos went extinct because they got up later than the white rhinos, and then they starved.
I think one person posted an article and everyone else just reposted
it. Because racism.
Yes, because racism.
Rhino racism, of course.
The only kind of racism I know.
Really, you only know rhino racism? That's very odd. That's a very specific racism to know.
It's a niche, and you really got
either
your thing or it's not.
Niche. Okay, I thought you said, woof. I don't want to get that racist. I want to be able, you know, to not have Dutch's brothers get offended. Because I know he's allowed to say it, but we're not.
Yeah, that's basically it.
We don't have that right.
We're just fine. I don't care.
We're never going
to
get that right.
You have to be related to black people to actually say that.
No, what if my family lives like it?
What if we're all related to black people?
Dutch, you know off-air stuff. What if my family is currently living like it?
Yeah.
I should be able to say it too.
I don't think that's how the rule works.
Sorry.
That's not how it works, Royce. Man, if only there was some sort of song that we could play to maybe specify that the things that we listen to are better than things that other people listen to.
Okay, Marie, don't try and run the show. Dumb bitch. I've been trying to find this all night. That and I was couldn't so, figure out what it was.
So passive aggressive. Wow.
Really was.
Oof. I felt awkward, and it wasn't even towards me.
I'm BG Meat Man. That's what I am. I'm proud of my job. I do it.
By the way, the song is called Fiji Meat Man.
Uh-huh.
And
do we have an intro for this bit? Can we like start it off right or something?
Yeah, I have an intro. You're listening to Wobble Wobble.
I can't. Country knows it can rely on me to keep these islands strong and free. I'm a BG meat man doing my best.
Hold on, Dutch.
Give me a job and I'll pass the test. Brain with brawn, I ain't no lamb. So
hold on, this doesn't... hold on, I have to show you the
what
video.
Is this?
It doesn't do it justice. By the way... I'm watching the video now. And it's like, okay.
Mersh in the chat room. Did you know that black rhinos make up 70% of the rhino inmate population? No, I did not know that, but now we know. Now we know why they're extinct.
It's a disproportionate number of black rhinos.
Well, maybe they should stop rolling around with their black rhino tinted windows. How about that? Maybe they shouldn't smoke black rhino marijuana in their black rhino Impalas.
I think you're getting something confused with something else.
I'm just talking about black rhinos. I could dig it.
Sorry. Apparently this is like an actual like video promoting meat in Fiji.
Oh, black
and
rhinos.
They had, like a jingle to go with it. So there's an actual, like a full out song.
Hold on. Dutch Punchy has another rhino fact. Apparently, the reason why they went extinct is because black rhinos would only be attracted to fat white rhinos, so they couldn't mate. They could not mate. Different species, Dutch. That's the problem.
Are there skinny rhinos?
Well, wait, even the football player rhinos? Because they seem to do pretty well. And what about the rhino that owns Mark Echo? He's on all those shirts. Thank you, Mitch. He appreciated it. Sorry, Dutch.
I had a bunch of like of these 21 forgotten 90s hip hop one hit wonders, but I don't know any of them.
Punchy says, "Well, Royce, maybe the white rhinos shouldn't make the system more difficult for the black rhinos."
This is the reason why I let it go, Marie.
I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
No, no, this is the reason why I let it go.
Hey, Dutch, what do you call a white rhino surrounded by 10 black rhinos? A referee. I'm sorry, a rhino referee. sorry. Come on, guys. Be serious.
We are being serious.
All right, back to wubble blah blah
blah. Wubble blah
blah. Wubble blah. I thought you had one last week. I don't have anyone this week. I'm kind of scrambling. There was that one, but it's not really a good song.
I may have deleted it.
There's a Katy Perry song that I hate.
Is it really awesome? Because I might like it.
No, it's Katy Perry. You know how much I hate
her. So she's probably really good, and you're probably not giving her a chance.
All right, well, it's Katy Perry Prism. Do you want to pull that up?
Well, I'll pull up Katy Perry Prism for you, but only if it refracts light and makes a rainbow.
Oh, hold on. That's not it. Hold on. Let me go back one.
Okay, I got an answer about my rhino question.
Perry, what's you said? Prism?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, Marie. I was just... I'll get it.
The person that posted it, because I didn't feel like reading...
Well, it's the... No, sorry. Hold on.
Person that posted this article said that the IUCN released their updated red list adjusting the status of various species, and rhinos hadn't been sighted since 2006, meaning they were probably functionally extinct when they were still in high school.
Mersh knows the name of the song. It's called Every Katy Perry Song Ever.
It's terrible.
Hold on, now I need to find it. Now, okay, singles. It wasn't Roar, because I've heard
that. No, the person's name of the album, I'm sorry. Well, we already talked about the whole Roar one and the fact that it's a complete ripoff of...
Unconditionally is a new one. You want to hear that one? Okay, that's a new one. I'll pull it up.
Wait, what is
no,
what is
no,
Roar
no, no.
A ripoff
well,
of?
Maybe it was.
It has to be. There's only two singles from the album.
What was Roar a ripoff of?
Lions.
Oh, of Sarah Bareilles' Brave? Oh, Brave. Remember we played the two songs back to back and then on top
yeah,
of each other?
I remember, yeah.
No, where was I?
You were here.
You were sitting right there.
I don't remember.
It's the exact same song that she just ripped off of her.
Ew, I already see the...
I get okay, the concept. Man, Katy Perry is still hot, though.
No, she's not.
Dutch hates her.
I hate her.
But what if she has bangs?
Okay, here it is. I got the video.
You're listening to Katy Perry's Unconditional here on More Like Radio, where radio talk lives. No, did I get too
close? Oh, that's not her. Who's this bitch?
That's not her.
No, but this is Katy Perry. This, trust me, this is the video. And okay, that's not her either. Why is she shooting words at the kid that's, from Terminator?
That's definitely not Katy Perry either.
Oh my God, that's John Connor. Kill him.
I think you had the artistic video.
No, this looks more like an autistic video.
All right, I already know what's happening. They're going to use this for a Pantene Pro-V commercial where she's unconditioned.
Oh, I like it. I were love you. I don't understand who this is, though. Why is this girl singing? Can somebody explain to me what's happening in this video?
I have no idea.
I feel like I'm watching a fucking Calvin Klein commercial.
Essence by Calvin Klein.
We're skinny and therefore smell good.
Calvin Klein, because fat people suck.
Calvin Klein, because who needs bright colors anyways?
Okay. Oh, I found it. There it is. All right.
Found what?
I found the one I actually wanted to play this week. I lost the link, but I found it again.
Okay. Do you want to give it to me?
I put it in the... my voice is gone. In the More Like Radio chat room.
Un momento, por favor. Let It Be by Gliney Titer.
Dude, this has the weirdest array of celebrities and people you would never expect to be in a weird German music. I think it's German. I'm not sure. But let this one run out real quick.
Yeah.
So
okay, I got it pulled up. But
is Katy Perry not in this Katy Perry video?
She's like not in this Katy Perry music video. It's this gay boy, and then what looks like the side of like the girl from Lord of the Rings.
No,
wait, hold on. Who does she look like? Fuck.
A girl that has some pimples?
This isn't the actual music video from Katy Perry, is it?
No, yeah, it is.
It's the official video from Vivo.
It's from Vivo. It's official.
Wow. She's not even doing her own videos now.
She's too good for them.
Get a better looking chick than her.
If she can't get Snoop Lion to be in her video, she doesn't want to be in it anymore.
Who is this gaywad they have in the video?
I don't know. I don't know why this girl's loving this gaywad unconditionally, though.
It's strange.
I'm starting to think that this gay person was at one point a straight girl. Because it has a very feminine face.
Yes!
But no boobs.
I think it's like a pro, like, gay lesbian thing. Is that... That's a girl. Know. That has to be a girl,
I don't
right?
know why young Ann Coulter is screaming at this gay guy.
Why is everyone crying and in black and white?
That's got to be a girl, right? That's got to be a girl.
I thought it was a girl until they zoomed out for a second, and then I was like, oh, there's no boobs.
Here we go. All
right.
So this...
explain it.
I don't know what this is. All I know is there's a lot of celebrities in this.
I think it's called Celebs.
Okay, go ahead.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
Roger Moore.
Let it be.
When I find myself in time of trouble,
Huey Lewis?
Huey Lewis.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
George Costanza.
Jason Alexander.
And in my eyes,
Ricky Lake.
She is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom.
The girl from Melrose Place.
So is this a new, like, Michael Jackson We Are the World video?
Alberto, I don't know what I'm watching.
I don't know who these people are now.
They're all like green screened.
Whoa. Is that guy from Major League? That's the dude from Major League. Norm!
George White.
This is a terrible green screen.
It's worse than ours.
They just look like they're free floating in sand.
Is that Tubbs?
That was Tubbs.
Is that Steve Guttenberg? Is that Mahoney?
Dutch, this is star-studded.
It's the worst green screen I've ever seen in my entire
life. Star-studded. Tanya Harding, of course.
Well, there was two ice skaters, because Katrina Witt was also an ice skater, a figure skater.
Katarina.
And then Glenn Close, for some reason.
Oh, Coletta covered this a few months back.
Hey, it's the guy from...
Is that a font? Oh, it's a fucking Carlton.
Oh, my God, it is Carlton.
It's the girl from How I Met Your Mother, right? Whatever her name is.
Yep.
And she's also in S.H.I.E.L.D.
So still don't really get why this is happening.
And why are these... Is that Leslie Nielsen?
Yep.
Drinking.
So we have...
The part is that they have to tell them who they are and then where you know them from.
But why is this happening? All right, you don't need to oversing.
Is that Dolph Lundgren? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It's the Cosby
worst green screen.
Why are they on the beach?
This is the equivalent of watching Birdemic. This green screen is so bad.
Yeah, right. Birdemic wishes they could get Judd Nelson.
I'm not going to listen to a bunch of washed up
Columbo. Kelly McGillis from Top Gun looks like shit. Remember how hot she was?
No.
By the way, none of them are actually singing.
I am, though.
I would
heart.
Never assume that.
Let it be.
Oh, God.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen ever.
Schroeder.
How did they get all these people to do this?
I don't know.
That's my question. And where were they?
Maybe they were not told that they were going to be green screened so terribly.
Yeah.
Was this for some
Is
sort of
Freddy
benefit?
Kruger? Yep.
No, Marie, this can't benefit anybody.
But then why would they sing
Who's
this?
Boyzone?
Who doesn't know Boyzone? It's my boys.
Zones.
All right, now they're just getting people from other countries.
I don't know.
I don't think the original song was this long. This is a 5-minute and 57-second song? They just keep saying the same thing over and over again. It's so annoying. Oh, good. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister's on here, too. This has got to be annoying to the listeners. If you're not watching this with the video, they're just saying the same
thing. It's really good.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Now, Hannah. I don't know who these people are.
Cotton Eye Joe, bro.
It's like the worst celebrities of all time trying to do like the Rock Around America, or was it Rock Around the World or Hands Across America or whatever those thing was?
Yeah, all those
Drew
things.
Drew Frigno, because he's deaf and he knows how to sing. I still don't know what a lot of B even means. Like, what kind of a. It's not even that good of a song.
Okay, I found an article about the host of this Glenn Tilder is the host of a Norwegian whatever type of show. And I guess they tricked all of these celebrities on some red carpet event thinking it was something real. And they shot this thing.
So it's fake.
Well, it's a real video. It and they're happened. All actually yes, there. Fake. But they were tricked into it. Like they didn't know.
That it was going to be like this big, supposed to be like sensitive thing. They thought it was going to be like for a comedy bit. So they had them sitting there for about 3 minutes singing the actual song and they just interspliced them.
Well, something like that. Well, from what I've seen.
So it's like a Leno show from Norway.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Man.
And, the idea, like all the people in it, it's supposed to be like old heroes or whatever from the 80s and 90s, like people that had a big impact on Norway. Celebrities and stuff. And let's see.
Norway's really pumping out some good stuff if that's the case.
Well, obviously we have the Fox
thing. Ylvis.
By the way, I found a sweet video of like these frat boys. I could show you the video, but like because of it's silent because of it says right here, due to previously contained copyrighted audio track claimed by the copyright holder, the track has been muted.
Oh, man. Man's so here, I'll just give you the video. Us.
And then you just insert the actual, like, what part of the song.
Man's coming down on us hard.
Exactly.
You got to stick it to him.
You know what I'm going
to
do here? This is what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
3, 2, 1. And then I'm going to hit the button that I'm assuming is being played while they're dancing. So I'll let you guys pull the video up real quick.
Well, I can't because Royce walked away again.
Well, you can watch it on your own.
I mean, I can watch it, yeah, but no one else can see what's going on.
I post it in the chat room.
All right, so everyone needs to do this at the same time then?
Right. We're going to do a little like a fun, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's like a play along.
Right. So 3, 2, 1, play it.
The guy's
coming to the door. The guy's in his underwear, by the way. Door's about to ring.
He's not, it looks like boxers. I don't know if it's underwear. Well, you know what I mean.
Same thing. And then this happens. And then.
What the fuck, say?
And then the pizza guy gets into it.
The pizza guy jumps in with them, but the song is playing in the background. They're doing like this little, you know.
Throw so money at him.
Happy, happy, happy ho! Happy, happy, happy ho! Happy, happy, happy ho! What the fuck, thing?
Well, that was gay.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
Oh, let it be.
You walked away from something that could have been fun.
Sorry, I threw up.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. No, I'm kidding.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. Well, you wanted to know where I went to vomit.
He's becoming bulimic.
I just can't stand my body, guys. It's like, you know, you try so hard to be like the movie stars.
By the way, did you guys see that whole, like, the skydive? Apparently, two planes full of skydivers crashed into each other, and all the guys survived. Did you guys see this?
Because they're all skydivers?
And because they all have parachutes.
That's actually why they all survived.
That's how great that is. Like, dude, how fortunate. You had to be in one plane crash.
That's true. Good point. I guess if you're going to have to be in a crash, you want to be the one where everyone has a parachute.
Wow.
It's still fucked up.
Wait, they crashed into each other?
You have to pull this up.
They crashed into each other mid-air?
Yes, pull the video up.
Give me a second. Hey, fucking relax.
Hurry up.
I'm not a monkey, guys.
Jesus. Oh, I have to go.
Give me a second. Hey. Two black rhinos just stole my truck. Give me a second.
Well, I have it.
Oh, wow. Good for. Oh, Marie has it. How wonderful. Who cares?
Good for you.
I'm pulling it up now. Give me a second.
I just paused the nightly news where the guy looks like he ate a sour candy. It's very funny.
No, yes, Deadspin, please. We love videos that aren't from YouTube. It makes it so much easier for everybody.
It sure does.
Everybody. No, my video's loading.
There was a chance we would be coming on the air tonight reporting the deaths of all 11 souls on board two aircraft that collided in midair this weekend.
But unfortunately, they survived.
But instead, all on board survived, thanks in large part to the fact that they were all skydivers and were prepared to jump and knew how. And many of them were recording video
Holy
of them
shit!
All and their
Dude,
safe return
wait,
to
wait
Earth.
For it.
NBC's Ann Thompson has our exclusive look tonight.
The last jump of the day for nine skydivers and two pilots nearly became the last flight of their lives.
Lord.
Two planes That's and people sky. Out of control over Superior, Wisconsin Saturday evening.
Jump!
One plane breaking
jump!
Up in fiery debris. What looks to be certain disaster, miraculously, was
oh
not.
Oh my God!
Watch it again from a different angle and you can see what happens. In this video licensed by NBC News, you see the divers in the second plane
okay,
get out
I'm
on the
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We'll
I know you're about to yell about, but just let it go
I'm
for
going
once.
To. I'm. It's going to happen, and I pause it right before. Don't worry. It's I have it right before it happens. Why do they have to point out that it's licensed by NBC News?
Because they're the only ones that have it, apparently.
That plane appears to fly right on top of the first
Jesus!
Plane. There's a fireball.
No!
And now divers from both planes, instead of flying
that!
In a planned formation, find themselves in a terrifying
Dude, I'm not even kidding
not
you.
Not only are they falling from...
Hold, you know what it looked, Mitch? You know, it looks like we're playing...
Back it up, dude.
I'm going to. It looks like we're playing GTA.
That's what I was just about to say, because I did that exact same
yeah.
thing to Punchy and Hammy the other night.
It looks like you're playing GTA. It's insane. Like... That shot real. Okay, I backed it up.
Trying to jump. That plane appears to fly right on top of the first plane. There's a fireball. And now divers from both planes, instead of flying in a planned formation, find themselves in a terrifying plummet. Not only are they falling from 12,000 feet at 125 miles per hour, so are the burning...
Holy Christ, dude!
Dude, the one plane... I don't know what came. I don't know if the one went up under the other one or the other one came down. It's hard to tell from any of these angles, but one way or another, the other one clipped the one wing. That just caught fire immediately because I'm assuming that's where the gas fuel was.
Right.
And dude, fucking 12.
I'm
people.
Sorry. Okay. I know. Listen. I know. I'm like back. I'm gonna have to back out of one more. I gotta
it's,
see it.
It's
again.
Amazing.
Sorry, but that is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You guys listening to the podcast? I'm sorry. This is a whole visual thing for you guys.
Just
you have
go to
watch
Dead
Space.
After they jumped out and they all pulled their chutes, they were shooting Uzis at each other's parachutes to try to get them mess up their landing.
Okay. Sorry, but I gotta play a video one more time.
So
that plane appears.
So just to clarify. Two planes are in the air because they were both planes were all together in the same jump. They were trying to do a choreographed
right.
one together.
Right. Correct.
Right. So that's why they were flying so close.
Right. Okay. Let me play. Let me.
Yeah.
Play.
And something happened, I guess, with turbulence or something. I don't know.
Okay. Let me play.
There you go.
There it is.
Lower that.
There it is. Oh.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I mean, good. Good.
I was trying to hold on. It looked like
good for yeah, all the people. Good for all the people that were that survived
the
jump.
Of
but
who's
fucking
two planes and people out of control over
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah, lower
sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. Just
I was just gonna say, yeah, good job for everybody that survived the plane crash. But how about not crash two really expensive planes into each other?
Okay,
another
Cessna. Stupid
not
jump.
That expensive.
All right, let's finish it up.
Yeah, let's finish the whole story without the soundtrack.
In a planned formation, find themselves in a terrifying plummet. Not only are they falling from 12,000 feet at 125 miles per hour, so are the burning parts of the first plane. All the divers open their chutes and land safely. The pilot of the first plane gets out alive, too, using his emergency parachute. And then there's this.
Come on, Blake, you got it. Come on.
Blake Whedon lands the second plane at the airport. Even though there's damage to the
look
propeller
at him.
And the wing. The
fucking
jumper-
animal.
What? Oh, that guy's a fuck. Look, he goes, fuck that shit, bro. You know what that's like, Mitch?
I'm
back to
landing
GTA?
This bitch.
You
even
know
though
that's
I
like?
Have a parachute, I'm landing it.
You know what that's like, Mitch? In GTA, when your plane's kind of still smoking and you fucking land that shit anyway. You're like, fuck you, bro.
Right, your engine's dead.
Yeah.
You're just drifting, but
I'm
you
landing
still
it.
Land it. Middle of the street, but you land it.
Well, that guy's fucking amazing. Like, I don't. You know what? Even cooler. He should have thrown his chute out and go, I don't need this shit. I'm landing the plane.
How much pussy do you think that guy's going to get for the rest of
his
life?
I'd fuck him. That's fucking amazing. All right, let's play the rest of it.
Blake Whedon lands the second plane at the airport, even though there's damage to the propeller and the wing. The jumpers and the pilots, all veterans of the sky, know
how... I tell you, there's no damage to. That guy's fucking nuts.
Dude.
Balls on that guy.
How close they came.
Very lucky. Very, very lucky. Yeah, anytime two planes collide in the air, it's a potential disaster for everybody.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Breaking Bad.
No, it's a full-out disaster. It's not potential. If any plane collides, it's a disaster.
I don't think so.
Involved. So we were all...
What if both planes were filled with Nazis?
Okay, that's...
Ah! I found it. I found that all of them are disasters.
Very, very lucky here.
After pursuing thrills in the air, tonight for these 11 lucky people, the greatest thrill is just being alive.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah, like you said, GTA.
It's
like
just, insane. Like it doesn't look real. Like, first off, the way the two planes hit each other look cartoonish. You know, like they smacked each other.
No, it was one plane booped the other
right,
plane.
Right, like boop,
boop. Like they just touched each other, kinda, and they both exploded immediately. What's up with that?
Yeah, planes, why you gotta be exploding all the time?
Stop booping each other.
Yeah. Boop. Boop. No, boop your nose.
That was.
Have you guys seen this newest insane thing about as far as real Iron Man suits?
No. Oh, no.
Are people making, just do a screen share this
making,
time around.
Are people making their own Iron Man suits?
Well, of course they are because
no, the military is calling for it, and it's a for real thing.
No.
The military? Thanks, Obamacare.
Something else Obamacare.
Full screen here?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Go for it. You can play. Go for it.
Visual display. Boots that generate electricity.
Oops, hold on a second.
Every step start
over.
That's okay. I got it. There you go.
Iron Man.
I love non-YouTube plane videos.
Isn't it great?
Help him protect the world.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the movie.
That is exactly what America's top commando, Admiral William McCraven, wants when his men have to kick down a door.
He has got to open that door, not knowing what's on the other side. He's got to be in a position to be protected as soon as that door comes open.
McCraven,
well, let's hold on. Pause for a second.
Tactical assault light operator suit.
Pause for a second.
Known as
pause!
Iron Man suit.
You didn't see this?
Sorry, I have to say something. If you're going to spend all this money on this amazing, amazing, super Iron Man suit, how about invest in a lapel mic when you're making your announcements? Fucking military.
Well, wait till you see the prototype of this suit. You're going to have a lot of trust in the U.S. Army.
Okay, I'm ready. Go for it.
There's going to be a Hello Kitty logo on the back because it's made in Japan.
Armor protection, what? Possibly with battery
what is
power
this thing?
Through it. To give a soldier extraordinary ability to move faster and operate longer in battle.
Okay, hold on a second.
Former Navy SEAL Chris Heben says the suit.
Look how slow he's hitting this
Mitch,
speed bag.
First off, that's a slow bag when he does it. Secondly, Mitch, I have to ask because you were in the military. Would that have helped you out there? That suit, that awkward suit.
What the thing that we were all like, all of the lower enlisted guys were always asking for,
okay,
was more things to encumber us with.
Really, you
like,
guys
we could never
like
get
that
enough.
Oh, you like?
I want to carry more weight, okay, or I want like these things that impede my movement and
got
action.
Got it. Okay, it makes sense.
I want those.
When you're out in the hot, hot, hot sun, what you want to do is
I want something motorized attached to me.
Oh, and something
metal
with a battery. Okay, got it. Okay,
can make
sorry.
Commandos even better.
It is going to take a super soldier, a SEAL, a Green Beret, a Delta Force guy, and push him
Master
into
Chief
a stratospheric level. What people don't realize is all these technologies exist already, but they exist separately.
In video
so
games.
So they're taking them all, and they're putting them together, and they're adding some pretty cool things like liquid armor that becomes hardened in a millisecond.
There are plenty of ideas.
Yeah, it's called
imagery
crazy glue.
Drones or satellites overhead, right into the helmet visual display. Boots that generate electricity with every step a soldier takes, and flexible head-to-toe protection so troops can move closer to the enemy.
If they can work out the bugs and get it to where it's functional, and it's going to allow, it's going to take a group of guys that are already extremely high functioning on the battlefield and make them completely lazier. Unstoppable.
McRaven wants the first version of an Iron Man suit within a year. For Out Front, Barbara Starr, The Pentagon.
That video is terrible, first off.
I love that video so much.
Isn't that great?
The other thing, can you imagine...
trying to punch a piece of wood and doing a speed bat all slow-like?
You're in the middle of a firefight.
You got a year, by the way, to perfect that, guys.
How are they going to perfect the arc reactor so fast?
The middle of a firefight, and then your battery goes low, and your suit just locks. And you're fucked. It's like, low battery, please charge. Fucking Apple. Why did the government let Apple make these suits? It's terrible.
Well, no, they're still going to be running like Windows XP.
My suit's running on Windows Phone.
Oh, no.
I got Windows 8.
Oh, yeah, it's even worse.
That's working great, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic if you don't like, you know, a start
By
button.
The way,
oh, man, I got the blue suit of death.
How the fuck does Windows 8 not figure this out?
Because, Dutch, the thing is, Windows is the weirdest
one of the biggest fucking companies.
Here's what it is.
Can't figure out how to make this work for PCs. Are you
simple?
I will say, Sherry has a tablet, and it has Windows 8 on it. Yeah. It works great as a tablet device.
No, I agree.
I would never want it on my PC.
I agree. 100 as a tablet, it's fantastic. No problem. Great. I have
them the newest update for iPhone I refuse to get because I've heard nothing but people saying I've lost everything because of it.
But the thing is with Windows, XP was great. It was a great operating system. I used it for years. Then Vista was terrible. Windows 7 went back to being great again. Yes. But now Windows 8, so they go from good, terrible. Now Windows 9 will probably be good.
But they've been doing that since Windows 2000.
I know, it's true.
Bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
So just have to wait on Windows 9.
Just always skip.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, I'm skipping this newest update for the iPhone. I refuse.
I think the newest one is going to be Windows 1.
Why?
Just based off of their Xbox naming convention.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck are they doing? They go with 360 back to 1 and PlayStation
it's the
X-Bone, is going
4. I think, actually. It's just, everyone's been saying it wrong.
X-Bone. Right? You mean XI?
No, the Xbox One's going to be awesome. It's going to have this camera that you can never shut off so they can look at you at all times. It's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
No, for real. Like, it's not even... Mitch, you've read the articles. Like, people are pissed now because...
South Park even made fun of it.
They did.
Like, Bill Gates, can you hack into blah, blah, blah Jones's Xbox One camera?
Yeah, but you can because it's going to have a camera that you can't shut off. The PS4 is not going to come with a camera, but the Xbox One's going to come with one. It's just like, let me just look at what Dutch is doing. Let's see what he's doing.
Boop, boop.
Speaking of, you just said South Park's going to go. Am I hearing right that South Park actually missed the deadline?
Because they lost power. They lost power and they couldn't finish the episode. It was a Zimmerman episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And it was good.
Why didn't they use some power strips?
Or bit strips.
Or bit toys.
Oh, no. I hope Pete Power Strips is in the chat room now.
They should spend some more bitcoins.
Yeah.
Get bacon strips or whatever. Whatever the joke was earlier. It's a stupid ass joke.
By the way, we had another radio guy get fired for tweeting.
What? What did he tweet?
A Florida host fired for the second time this year over a tweet.
Hold on. What part of Florida?
Penis.
I might know it.
Was it a penis tweet? Was it about a penis?
Do you know Dan Salio?
What show? What's the show?
Let's see. Fired from station for something tweeted on, 640 Sports, WMEN, Royal Palm Beach.
Yeah, okay, 640 Sports. Yeah, okay. I don't know the guy, but I know the station.
They parted ways with a midday host after he offered a $1,000 bounty to any University of Miami player who would injure Florida State's Devontae Freeman.
Well, that's good.
If you were to do... Okay.
I have no problem
with someone being edgy, but when you're offering a reward to injure another person,
you
got to be smarter than that as a radio guy.
I'm going to offer a reward for anybody who hugs my friend Dutch when he looks down. I'm going to do the opposite.
That's injurement to me because I'm doing it.
I am doing it. I'm offering a reward. Anybody who sees Dutch sad on the streets, hug him. He loves it. He loves strangers hugging
loves
him.
Hugs. Loves hugs.
Well, apparently him. He was terminated from 560 WQAM.
Oh, yeah.
Miami.
QAM is the biggest sports station in South Florida is QAM.
Right. Well, Solio used to do afternoons there. Apparently, he got part of a supposed cause for his dismissal at WQAM was sexist tweet with his directed at Fox Sports anchor Aaron Andrews, as we know is a huge whore.
Hottie,
but apparently, from what I hear, like, and
takes
this
it
is
in the butt.
Like a telephone game.
Takes it in the butt.
No.
Likes butt stuff,
like,
huh?
Completely slept away to the top.
Oh, yeah, and she loves
like,
butt stuff.
No, and that's, like, a for real, like a legitimate like rumor.
Real
that,
butt
yeah,
stuff.
A lot of people have been confirming.
Like, when
for
you're doing it and then you, like,
stuff.
Slip a thumb in the butt, she loves it.
Whoop.
She's like, Billy,
he gave her a sexist tweet or whatever. And then, also, he was fired from another...
I believe his tweet was, hey, more like Aaron and boobs.
He was fired from WDAE in Tampa for calling three Tampa Bay Buccaneers players monkeys.
Well, okay. To be fair...
This guy's an idiot, but he's great. I love him because he's just, he has no filter.
Hey, maybe he's looking for a fucking station. Maybe More Like Radio wants him.
More Like Radio. Dan Slea. Let's
get him.
It's spelled out, obviously, Dan. S-I-L-E-O.
Here's the thing, Dan. We can't pay you.
Right.
But what we can do is not fire you.
He must be good because if all these stations keep hiring him.
Yeah, well, whatever, Dan, you're hired.
That's not necessarily logic or true.
Here's the thing, though, with sports talk radio, if you can get one
like
guy
sports
who can hold a show
radio.
And knows how to take calls and everything like that, like, that's the guy to hire rather than a duo or a team.
That's the guy.
Dutch, I'm going to hang up and let you answer.
That's the guy that knows how to answer a phone. And then let people talk for a second and then not let them talk.
Well, here's the thing. All you have to hire is the host and a producer that answers phones. That's all you got to do with sports shows like that. There's a little ton of them.
But what about the wacky voice guy who comes and does the sports updates?
There's none that does that.
But yeah, he's always like, hey, sport today, the Dolphins.
Sports update.
It's rare that you have like sports talk, right? Like the sports junkies, like those kind of guys that act, there's four of them. Like, we'll sit around, debate topics, callers. You don't want to pay four guys. You just want to pay one.
I want to pay one sport monkey. Or just a monkey.
Junkie. I said sports junkies.
No, the monkey.
What does he do?
The monkey
takes
the calls.
Oh, my God. Sports monkeys would be so cute. They could have little uniforms. They wouldn't wear pants, of course.
They would only wear a little vest.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Oh, of course. Of course. Amazing.
It would be adorable.
Yeah, they're always monkeying around.
Always eating bananas and such.
No.
It's adorable. Aww. We should do that. What were we talking about?
I don't know. But you ever notice how they have these two like pointer teeth that are really far wide? And then when
you
give them a banana, they're just mushing it in their mouths.
Come on, monkey.
Little mush mouths. They don't know.
They don't know. They
don't use napkins.
They eat the peels, too. They don't care.
Messy.
I'm going to eat like a spider monkey.
good times. Sports talk radio is terrible.
I agree, Dutch. We should give all sports talks people halo suits.
Sports talks?
Sports talks.
All the sports talks.
Toxices.
Talkiness.
Well, the plural of talks is toxices.
I feel like I could do sports talk radio.
Yeah, no, you can't.
It's the easiest thing to do because all you got to do is just start yelling about something.
Hey, what do you think of Daryl Strawberry?
I think he's a crackhead asshole that should never have gotten hired
in the first place to be
on MLB Network.
But here's the thing. If LeBron James...
He's a crackhead! Come on!
Here's the thing. If like LeBron James is playing Daryl Strawberry, like who would win a chess?
That's just...
I'm going to hang up. I love the show.
First time, long time.
And let you answer. No. Yeah. Let me tell you the one that really pisses me off. Watch, Dutch. You're the host. Take my call. Just take the call.
Hey, hold on. You should do like I don't have the thing for you.
No, it's okay. Just go. It's fine. Go over.
Hey, Royce in Tampa, you're on. Let's go.
But did you say Royce?
Yes, of course you're on, man. What's up? What do you got for the show?
Roy or Royce? Royce?
What do you got for the show, my friend?
Oh, okay. So did you watch the Dolphins game?
It was a good game.
Of course I did. What's up?
Am
I supposed to talk or are you supposed to? Who's talking?
You're talking right now, Royce.
Wait, Roy or Royce? Am I on? Are we live or is it still the screener?
Royce in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead.
Well, I'm in Hillsborough County. You mean Hillsborough, Florida?
Royce in Hillsborough, Tampa, Florida. Go ahead.
Okay, Roy, right?
And this Royce? Is where he hangs up and goes, what the fuck is he doing? No, he's saying with some people just don't know how to figure out the phone.
No, but
all right, Mitch.
You did that, Dutch. Those are the days you could tell they don't have a lot of callers when you get they don't hang out. They're like, please let this guy work out.
You listen to different sports radio than I do. I don't listen to local. I listen to like national shit.
Oh no, I listen to those too. But I'm talking. I mean, I listen to like Mike and Mike and Cowherd and Dan Patrick.
Mike.
Yeah,
I'm over Dan Patrick, sports junkie. I like Cowherd.
Cowherd's kind of a jock, but yeah, he's all right.
I like summarizing the show.
He's a blowhard.
You're a blowhard.
Blow.
Hard. Like boners.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's midnight.
Roy or Royce?
Am I on now? Is it me?
I called back because I think you hung up on me.
I forgot what my question
was. So anyway, my question is like, okay, if Muggsy Bogues got into a fist fight with a cobra, who would win? I'll hang up and let you answer.
Well, wait, should I call back?
Roy or Royce?
This is the worst question I've ever heard Royce? In my entire life. Next caller, Marie in Miami. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Royce again. I just used a fake name. So here's the question.
Hang up on him already. So come on. I don't have charge of the phone today.
If there's four... Okay, so like if like four basketball players were fighting ninjas, like who would win?
That's the worst question I've ever heard.
Well, I'll hang up and let you answer, I guess.
All right, so what's a better team, Varsity Blues or the Replacements?
Well, obviously the Replacements because these guys were in prison, a little more hardened.
Hey, honey, give me the phone. Hey, this is Royce again. Listen, I was my wife.
The real question is, Tony? Like,
I was watching Surf Ninjas.
Does
is that
he
a sports
live in
movie?
Every house?
True. This is the worst question ever, Royce. You always have like these prank cars that always get through.
He
and
has an AT&T phone switch line in his home. As he has so many different numbers. Seriously.
We got to wrap up. I'm tired now.
It's tired in here.
It's tired in here. Being tired sucks.
Sucks so hard.
Boy. Oh, sorry.
Mitch, why are you better?
Thank you. My voice shot tonight, by the way.
I am better than you because I don't walk into people's rooms naked without them knowing that I'm going to come in.
Boom! Royce, why are you better?
Not fair.
Royce.
Roy or Royce?
Royce.
Roy?
Yeah, I think I'm better because if LeBron James fought a bull shark, I think the bull shark would definitely lose. I'll hang up and let you answer.
Joel, why are you better?
No, Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I know the rules of Halloween.
No, you don't. Because when you sit outside your... You know what? I'm not even going to eat. No.
That's an allowable rule.
And Dutch, why are you better?
I am better than you because...
Give me the phone. Hey, this is Royce. One more question.
Why are you on the... Tony! Screen this guy already!
How is he here?
Tony! Jesus Christ. Sorry, folks. Why I'm better than you is because I can be nude in front of a new roommate, and she's not calling rape on me.
Good for you, my friend. Congrats.
Right. So, see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. here on More Like Radio for Hippo Juice.
Hey, audience, we're going to hang up and let you answer.
We're going to hang up. All right. See you guys next week. Back now.